Hello. How are you doing? You look so good. I'm so glad you actually asked me out. Big farmer giving me gems and inviting me on a date. I don't know how I got so lucky. All set? I was thinking maybe we could go over at the library, spend some time there together. What do you think? Don't worry. Even Gunther takes a day off every now and then. He even gave me the keys. We should be able to spend some one-on-one time without getting interrupted. I've also heard you've been donating to the museum lately. That's so cool. If you don't mind, maybe we could check out some of the new expositions. Apparently, they now have this awesome prehistoric men expo going on right now. I wouldn't mind checking it out. It's in the same place as the library. That's two dates in one. Sweet. Let's get going. Come on. That should be over there. Ah, there we are. Yes, let's go. Oh, so much books. What should we read? Actually, you know what? I can't wait. Just where are those models Gunther told me about? There it is. Just what I wanted to see. Look at those models, all muscles. So hairy, so wide looking. Just where did you find those? Mind if I ask a weird question? Do you ever start wondering what sexuality was like back then? Fantasizing about what we'd be like to have sex with a prehistoric human like those? I mean, yeah, they might look a bit different from you and me, but that's still a human cock and that's still a tight and shaven human pussy, like if you were to magically travel back in time and wake up some million years ago. What do you think would happen if you encountered one of those wild humans in a world with no morals? A totally different sense of what's normal or not. No notions of consent or rape, not knowing whether a girl could come or not. Just breeding and breeding wildly. Sex existing only for this one single reason. You know, I wouldn't normally be saying this on a first date, but I do have a pretty intense imagination when it comes to sexuality. Well, this is just an example, but I sometimes like to imagine myself going back in time when society wasn't a thing, when humans just acted like animals, fulfilling their needs as much as they possibly could. I'd imagine myself resting in a cave when suddenly one of those wild animal-looking guys would find me, a cute little girl, different than any woman he'd ever met. Look at him. Does he look like he would care if I got scared? To him, he just found a new breeding toy. Do you think he'd take some time introducing himself, making sure I knew his intentions, that I'm feeling comfortable? Of course not. He'd probably jump me and start ripping my weird clothes off in an instant and start fucking me wildly, forcing me on my hands and knees as he'd start pounding my shaved pussy with a dirty dick of his with the sole intention of breeding me. Fucking a baby into my tight cunt. Can't say no to that. And the best part, it would feel totally normal to him. Lucky me. Do you really think true love was something back there? Like, I guess once a male found a female, he'd protect her by instinct, but not from compassion. Solely for the purpose of fulfilling his own needs. Seeing his mate as nothing more than a mere breeding fuck toy. Fucking her every night, making sure she'd get pregnant, and when she'd give birth, he'd be back for round two instantly. I wish I could live like that. Hey, don't look at me like that. Fantasies are fantasies. Finding a guy even more dominant than I am, having no choice but to accept where I am to him, that's the kind of thing that gets me wet. Am I not in the right to fantasize about that kind of stuff? You don't think you'd be able to do something like that? Think of it, waking up tomorrow in a prehistoric world, not needing to abide by any morals or sense of normality. What kind of man would you become? Even if you tried following your own senses of virtues, this world doesn't need your morals. Even reject them. After a while, you'd start acclimating until you just fuck every woman you encounter, pleasuring yourself as much as you could, following the laws of your new world. Ah, but you know, in this scenario, you'd probably have an advantage when it comes to sexuality. For starters, you could probably try giving them an orgasm. Something women of this world never had, and never even knew they could experience. Ah, like this, maybe you could get them addicted to your cock using your modern knowledge of sexuality. Eating their dirty, hairy, prehistoric pussies and showing them what a good boy you are. Touching them like they've never been touched. And here's another thought. Do you think women back then would get as dominant as males when they got needy? I mean, if one night some prehistoric woman were to find you laying in her cave, would she start pressuring you to fuck her if she found you to her taste, assaulting you just to get your cum? Or would she bend over, getting on her hands and knees, all submissive for you, showing you her hairy, dirty cunt as if telling you, I want your baby in me, waiting for you to put it inside and breed her like a wild animal? Like a wild animal, no clothes already, all naked for you. Her pussy so hairy, so dirty, so wet from excitement. Innocent little cave girl listening to her primal instincts, finally finding a mate that can fuck her numb and give her that cum she craves for. They must have smelled so dirty. No concept of bath or shower. Her hairy cunt full of her wet gruel dripping on the cave's floor. But I bet you still fuck her. You couldn't possibly restrain yourself from taking your cock out and start pounding your cum inside this prehistoric pussy. Even knowing that means getting her pregnant, in fact, I bet that would turn you on even more. How would such a pussy feel? What if she was a virgin? Just a horny virgin begging to be bred, moving her hips left and right to let you know her tight little pussy is all yours to take. Wonder what sounds they'd make in bed. Oh, sorry, I easily get lost in my thoughts. Looks like little Penny rambled for a while. Anyway, looks like all this prehistoric talk got you pretty hard down there. I'm starting to feel pretty needy myself. Well, there's no one around, and with all this talk, this little cunt got pretty wet. I think she's starting to crave some cum. Oh, that's not something I can just let go of, sweetie. What if I started acting like a horny prehistoric cave girl for you, huh? Slamming you against the wall. Ripping those clothes off of you. Just like this. And then, no kisses. No sucking, just me getting on my knees for you, expecting nothing else, and you pumping me full of your sweet, sweet cum. come on, your cock is bigger than expected, but this little cave girl is letting you know she wants it, see? On my hands and knees, spreading my pussy open for you. Give it some love, would you? This little cave girl wants nothing more than to get bread. That's all sex is for, right? How long are you gonna resist the temptation? How long are you gonna make my tight little can't wait? Oh, come here. Please breathe this little cave girl pussy. Don't make me beg more like this. Please. Breathe me. Breathe this little cave girl. I beg you. No need to make it last long. Just come as soon as you feel like it. Feel me up. As much as you want. You don't need to do anything else than to breathe my fucking cunt. That's it. Just use my body. Just use my pussy and please yourself. Don't think about me. Just fuck me as hard as you want. That's it, yes. Use me like your breeding toy. I'm just a breeding toy for you. Just a naughty little cave girl begging to be bred. Begging you to put a baby in me. Yes. Your hard, dirty caveman cock inside me, trusting inside my pussy like I was nothing more than an object to you. That's good, you're doing good. Yes. Oh my god, yes. That's it, I can feel you throbbing. Let it out, breathe this pussy. Fuck it deeper, yes, yes, let it burst out. Trust it to my deepest parts, breathe me. That's all I've been waiting for. Oh my god, please. Oh, I know you can make it. I know how close you are. Don't even think about me and my own needs. Only think about yours. And you need to breathe. Oh, yes. 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 Oh my god, yes. You play a good caveman, you know. You almost believed it for a second. We should get going, but I'm not pushing any of it out. Everything stays right inside of me. If any gets out, my panties will catch it. I'll play around with it some more when I get home. Oh my god. Oh yes. Ah, oh, come on. Let's go. This date was the best. I really, really had a lot of fun, you know. Next time, let's explore something else. Don't worry, I've got a pretty wild imagination. Well, that's if you don't mind using this cock to pleasure me. For a few more dates. Great. I'll text you. See ya.